855, the number 2, keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Jury Reawakening. I'm your host, Dr. Kelly, a former grand juror, retired the license, chiropractic applied kinesiologist and x-ray supervisor operator. On today's show, I'm going to explain a couple of things for you about witness. Very important, super important word in every facet and level of life. There is a fact, F-A-C-T, fact. Just the facts, ma'am. There's a fact witness, and there is an expert witness. And it's so cool, having been both. So there's not an echo in the room. The acoustics are fine. It is 8/8/2020. And pretty soon it's going to be 8/20/2020 before you know it. And I'm going to try to remember to hit up the free regional park days. We've got three coming up. And on Veterans Day, you should be decorating your skateboard, your bicycle, and your conveyance, your boat, your vehicle, and get out there. You know, certain times in our lives are times for the Honey Bear Nicaraguan Arabica coffee, and some days are for the straight-up cigar number one and number two. And so you're only going to get the truth and the facts here. You're never going to get some vicarious liability of somebody's CRAP that doesn't work and that is just distracting and stupid and stinking. You're just going to get the facts, because it's our duty to wake up the grand jury, because she's in a coma in California and they need a director. And I wouldn't be really angry or furious if I was nominated to be the director for the California Grand Jury Association, cgja.org. That's Kelly with a Y-R-E-U-S-S. Because I'm not selling anything here. I'm here to thank my sponsors and you folks that support RBN for all the sweat and the tears and hopefully not blood that John Stoutmiller has shed to bring you these wonderful things. You're going to get stuff here that is never going anywhere else again. Forget the other, you know, even, you know, whatever. Forget the other independent media. This is it. Support it. Protect it. Defend it. Buttress it. You know, that's like reinforce. Okay, there. So in order for the grand jury to do your job, see, I don't take calls on the show because I don't want to be vicariously liable for, you know, healthcare issues, for grand jury stuff, because people want to talk about what didn't work, and we don't have time for that. You know, it's like the Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody. The last two lines of that song should be, "Justice really matters to me," because it does. You know, it's super critical and super important. And since it's not our duty to dwell on and collect public records, that's the duty for the constantly expanding derriere of the grand jury to do in the 58 counties here, California, Nevada. It's in your constitution, but people can't even get their finger out of their nose long enough to look it up. And it's really sad. But when the grand jury does do their job, wonderful things happen, okay? Okay? For example, here's what happens when you have a non-resident deputy sheriff. For example, and this is one of the most scathing, evil, wrongdoer examples I can find. It involves two counties to the northwest of where I'm located, because I served on Nevada County Grand Jury. Boy, that's going to hell on a grease pole. Let's see. Deputy Sheriff Christopher Heath, like the little candy nuggets, working in the county of Yuba, living in the county of Butte, California. Part of the Net 5, number 5, task force. This wrongdoer, bad man, he did it. I'm pointing the finger in the courtroom. Can you see me? That's all you need to do. 240 7 pounds of someone else's property, someone's life-saving, medicinal, private, confidential, personal property. Peggy Zariello, the fingers are pointing at you for trespassing on people's property. And all you other crooked board of supervisors over there next door in Nevada County, how dare you? How dare you, movers of boundary lines? With your little easement, can we get an easement on your property? No. Like Bruner, the fire chief, and the federal fire strike team director said so eloquently, you know, real men, they're so very sexy. So some little wussy like this comes on your property, and you have to say it with a New York accent because it just has so much more of a disarming quality to it. When some little deputy public employee trespasses on or in or looks at or describes or discusses or talks about or photographs your property, well, therein lies the trespass right there. They don't have rights. They have duties, responsibilities, obligations, and privileges. They swore an oath. They have usually a candidate statement, the bond. But you know what? That's the duty of the grand jury, to go searching those things up in quiet, in secret, when nobody knows that they're doing their job and they're reading the jury instructions and they're not bringing their smell phones in to the deliberation, discussion, or meeting room, or meeting. You know, it was just almost made me have an epic barf when I saw a room full of cell phones in front of Donald Trump, and a room full of shiny spots, chrome domes of all description, and that's not a good sign. Men, you are being targeted, all men, some worse than others. You are. Pesticides, chemtrails, the mercury in the vaccines, and those stupid pigtail light bulbs. You know, they used to be made in dozens of countries, in hundreds of factories, those incandescent light bulbs, the good ones, not the crappy, evil, sometimes microchipped, incompatible with the outdoors, yada yada, freaking curly pigtails. You know, when those break, men, you're more sensitive to the element mercury. It's horrific. But guess what? Dr. Kelly got a Merck index. And I suggest you get one, too. Share it with your neighborhood. They're not that expensive. And you'll see that albumin, yes, as in egg whites, is the antidote for mercury toxicity. Yeah, Dr. Kelly puts her endorsement, authorization, stamp of approval that you don't get very often on it. So yes, albumin, meaning from cooked egg whites, also know this. It ain't written there. This is like common law. By law, eggs should be fried in butter, bacon grease, lard, your own suet, your own lard, your own ghee butter, your own coconut oil, whatever floats your boat, do it. Lots of it, swimming in it, deliciousness. And the the yolk has to be runny so that all the enzymes are functioning. And then you can dip your beef sausage or lamb or chicken or whatever it is you're making. Because you know, you've been there, you've seen the sausage being made. So make it yourself. Solve the problem. Learn these wonderful things at home. And just keep these creeps like Deputy Christopher Heath out of your county. Working in Yuba, living in Butte. Here's the solution. Resident deputy sheriffs like good old Weldon Travis over there in Rough and Ready. Now that's man. I wish he would be the commander of our NorCal militia, because we need some good peace officers. So I just want to welcome you who delight in searching the law and common law and can handle the difference between what is a grand jury over here on the left side and what is common law over here on the right side. If you can simply write notices and be civil, you'll be amazed at what happens. You know, I've been falsely arrested, kidnapped, imprisoned for a short period of time as a doctor. You didn't mistake my identity. I'm that chick thrown down on the snowboard, getting national championships my first year and having a good old time out there on the hill with the youngsters that homeschool and go rock the books in the evening for 4 hours or whatever it takes. And then I go care for patients, all kind of cool people. Like my favorite patients are those like 70 plus dudes that got told, quit riding your skateboard. I'm like, did you, you know, what's Trump telling you? You're fired? Yeah, you fire those doctors. So there you go. It's so simple. Wrongdoers, property. Trespassing technology. Super important topic I'm going to get to in just a minute here. But I wanted to let you know, if you are like still stuck in code world, you know, for example, I just happened to grab West's annotated California codes. I, unlike most hacker crackers on eBay and Scamazon, I have a full set of the West's annotated California codes. There's one good thing in here, the reference to corpus juris secundum. There are apparently 29 of these codes, and I'm going to name them as fast as I can when I come to that page. Just know there's 29. This is health and safety. So this is the official California Health and Safety Code classification, Thompson West. These were all printed in late 2000s. And guess what it says right inside that page, people? I told you this crap is copyrighted Thompson/West. And you can laugh all you want, as loud as you want, and you can just replay the freaking archive later. And I'm going to try to be stoic and clinical here. This publication was created to provide you with accurate and authoritative information concerning the subject matter covered. Here's where it gets gangsta and goes freaking sideways. However, this publication was not necessarily prepared by persons licensed to practice law in a particular jurisdiction. Because Carl said the Canadian people deciphered this code in a basement somewhere. The publisher is not engaged in rendering legal or other professional advice in this publication. This publication is not a substitute for the advice of an attorney, which is in Well, most cases, just pure garbage. If you require, look, there's a common law word, legal or other advice, you should seek the services of a competent attorney or other professional. This is Dr. Kelly with the Grand Jury Reawakening. I will see you on the other side of this break. Support these cool sponsors.
It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Crazy, a flower grows, an old man dies, and through it all.
Amy, it might be all right. Oh, check out those tasty licks and just listen today. We're having fun. We're getting things done. And like I said, this set of encyclopedias, it's in 20 banker's boxes in mint condition. And if you're a code reader, if you're a coder, if you're a code decipherer, and you just have to have this in your library, call my public voicemail, 530-402-7007. Again, 530 area code, 402-7007. Because I'm looking for a bondable employee. I'm looking to create a couple jobs here. It's only like 15 minutes a week. And it's going to be updating my web page there at RBN with notes so that people that are actually involved, engaged in studying and training your brain to think like a humble third grader who is learning to write words like require, order, wish, man, woman, you know, claim. Charge, discharge, yeah, property. Got to say it like New York style. So some people are definitely on some bad crack, and they're selling these for $60 a section, and there are 29 sections, so do that math, but I'll cut you a better deal, because someone else is selling a really old set that's probably not in mint condition with the 2017 cumulative pocket parts for each of these volumes. So again, business and professions. I'm going to say this really fast. You're not writing this down. You'll hurt yourself. I'm going to read it as fast as I can just to absolve you of that perceived thing. Business and professions, civil, civil procedure, commercial, corporations, education, elections, evidence, family, financial, fish and game, food and agriculture, government, harbors and navigation, health and safety, insurance, labor, military and veterans, penal, probate, public contract, public resources, public utilities, my other favorite, revenue and taxation, streets and highways, unemployment insurance, vehicle, water, welfare and institutions. Nowhere does it say man, woman. Nowhere does it say common law. How about that? So if you are a code decipherer, a code reader, and you want this set in your library, and you're in California so you can actually use it, call my voicemail. Make me an offer, and we'll see about getting it to you or meeting somewhere. So here's another cool thing. I've been reading a lot of books, and I happen to have this lovely pairing this week consists of The Invisible Rainbow, A History of Electricity and Life by Arthur Furstenberg. This is fascinating. Don't be intimidated by the girth of this book, because it's not like, you know, physics, physical science, you know, it's not like got 10,000 entries in it, but close. And it is very well referenced, and this is an incredible work. This is the newest edition. And not only get your eyeballs on it, get it in your local county public library for your people to get their hands on it. This is such an odd aside. Reader's note, my receipt that came with these books when I checked them out on the 31st of July, because typically you have them for 3 weeks and then you renew unless somebody else is like, hey, give me that. I saw it first. So this book is from the Rockland Library, where if you ever go to Rockland, make sure you light a cigarette, even if you don't smoke, because they have an ordinance where you can't smoke in your own backyard. And, like, unless you're a ninny-nanny, nilly-gale, just light cigarettes when you go to Rockland. So this has been in circulation since March of 2020. It's brand new. So I don't get credit, I don't think. Or maybe I did. That's got to be me that ordered this thing into the thing. Okay, so put them in your public, local public library. I have these books until 9/11/2020. Okay, and like with the thing that just took, it just went down on the Red Pill Hardcore show the other night. I'm just like, oh, whoa. Because how many weeks is that? We'll do the math later. So again, this is bottom of the hour. This is the Grand Jury Reawakening. I am your host, Dr. Kelly, and I admonish you to visit republicbroadcasting.org. I actually did. Went on the computer for the first time in 5 years. Because you know what I'd rather do? Is I'd rather play Johnny Mnemonic Pinball. I used to play that all the time in Half Moon Bay when I needed a break from studies, from chiropractic college, and from all the postdoctoral things I took place in. I rocked. I have, like, high score on pinballs everywhere. Nevada, Minnesota, anywhere I've been. Look for Doc, D-O-C. Look for Dr. K. Look for K-E-L. Up there in the high scores, that's me. Okay, so a really fascinating thing, you know, because that's what we're made to do. Dude, like when Dr. Francis sees me, like, all stoked to go to the Pinball Hall of Fame after getting a super tune-up and just killing it on Popeye, what's that, Austin Powers. Those dudes do need their own pinball games, though, dude, like, Weldon Travis needs, like, the Marin pin. Okay, so here we go. I just really appreciate you folks that are healthy and happy and focused and that know that God has not given you a little S spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. That's right. And it's so cool that the spirit of slumber is the thing that makes people's eyes not see what's right in front of them and ears not hear the wonderful words of wisdom. So don't cast the pearls before the piglets. Okay, well, piglets are so cute. Oh, they're so cute. Okay, anyway, Arthur Furstenberg, who wrote The Invisible Rainbow, get this in your local public library. Get this in your hands. Get your eyeballs. Stick your face in the book. He's a scientist and journalist who was at the forefront of a global movement to tear down the taboo surrounding this subject. After graduating Phi Beta Kappa from Cornell University with a degree in mathematics, he attended the University of California, Irvine. That's in Orange County, by the way, School of Medicine. From very important years here, 1978 to 1982. Here's the most intriguing part, and I would love for him to meet Dr. Francis or somebody cool that can fix him up, because he deserves to be whole. That's what your body deserves. You're made in the image, imago Dei. Yeah, I just used Latin, imago Dei. You're made in the image of the Creator. Injury by X-ray overdose. Who the blank did that? Injury by X-ray overdose? And again, I repeat for the third time, so it really cements. Injury by X-ray overdose cut short his medical career. You know what a wonderful doctor this dude would have been for medical things? Fractures, infections, tumors that are out of the scope of practice of a chiropractor. We locate, analyze, and correct vertebral subluxations. We are nervous system specialists. But I use that word loosely, spatial, because we're generalists for the most part, because a specialist knows more and more about less and less till eventually they know everything about nothing. For the past 38 years, Arthur Furstenberg, he has been a researcher, consultant, and lecturer on the health and environmental effects of electromagnetic radiation, as well as a practitioner of several healing arts. So how cool is that? He's still doing the healing arts practitioner thing, which is awesome. You know, we've got Standard Process with their organic farm in Palmyra, Wisconsin, between Madison and Milwaukee. I'm going to go there and check out the Harleys. I need to go on a road trip really bad. So I have a cool, actually I have like an 80s song answer to everything here. So again, you know, just weird science in general. This is science fiction. This is weird science that we're discussing. But since we have power and love and a sound mind, that's why I played the power song. You got power, love, and a sound mind. You know, there's this rad scene from the original weird science movie that can never be duplicated. Okay, Kelly LeBrock, don't hate me because I'm beautiful and I have a $10,000 a day speaker fee. So do I, Kelly. Thank you. So when Molly's, you know, Molly cocktails are found in the backpack of somebody, you know, I got a section of this scene for you from Weird Science. Okay, it's called Gary's, G-A-R-Y-S, Gary's Blues section. And it's Kelly LeBrock, it's Wyatt and Gary in some nightclub somewhere. You know, like how Valley Girl they were at Seven Seas. I used to go there when I was a kid. Anyway, the line and the scene is this, okay? If I find Molotov cocktails in your backpack, anywhere on or near this property, in this county, near my people, you know what you're going to hear? Pardon me. Drink it! Yeah, I'm going to say it again. All my brothers sitting around the table is going to say, drink it! And you're going to drink it. And then you know what you're going to say just before you drink it, like Anthony Michael Hall. So many chicks have a crush on that dude. It's hilarious. He's all... See you guys in the emergency room. And then he takes the shot of whatever on earth it is. Okay, continuing on. There are movie scenes that answer these questions. So there you go. And another thing that I'm going to research and then discuss later on the show, if it's relevant, is the heavy side layer. H-E-A-V-Y-S-I-D-E layer. It's a layer up in the sky somewhere, and I actually met Diane Heaviside, the daughter of the scientist so named after, and I'm like, dude, the puzzle's coming together. This incredible scientist, his posterity, had a horrific case of diabetes. Marconi, the radio inventor, discoverer, developer, horrible case of a extremely rare disease, diabetes, documented in the Furstenberg book here. Edison, and that guy practically killed himself to bring us the light bulb, which is the biggest interference in our health, peace, privacy, safety that ever came along. Because, you know, there's that data over power lines thing. And those creepy digital streetlights are data sucker pushers don't believe me, get an old crackberry phone and drive, or, you know, yeah, you need to be shielded in a freaking metal armored car. Drive near it. See, for yourself. Data pushes, those little blue and red arrows. Dude, that's like the blue pill and the red pill. Those freaking little data arrows and a crackberry. I'm talking blackberry, and I apologize. Just trying to have fun because it's summertime. Okay, so I'm going to review once again the purview of the grand jury. I will walk you through your first information going to the grand jury. After that, I'm going to admonish you to total secrecy. Don't even whisper it to your freaking cat. Don't even move your lips. Okay? Take this time to learn sign language, to learn shorthand. And I want to correct a couple of issues from the past, okay? I used to think that each family needed a notary, and then I realized I'm going to apologize, because for a few seconds, a few brief heartbeats here, oh yeah, thump your thymus. That's like the YMCA where the T lymphocytes grow up and learn to swim. And gee, why is every radiologic technician and professional shielding their thymus and their chesticles and their testicles? Yeah, I'm going from north to south. Okay, here we go. Purview of the grand jury. For example, there are a few different kinds. This is grand jury. This is purview of the grand jury. So this is like a flow chart. We'll start with page one. So there is a civil county grand jury. So you have city committee, county committee, libraries, law enforcement, you know, all the way up to the judge and the district attorney on the civil matters, because you're the government watchdog when you serve as a grand juror. And it's so cool because you don't discuss local issues. So at least you have some like peace and privacy there. But you can talk smack on Biden is time, and, you know, you can talk smack on regional and national dorky politicians like Eric Swalwell, and, you know, it's just so fun. Like, have fun. Make fun of these evil dorks and trolls. Don't fight with them on the side of the road. Be cordial. You know? Somebody wants to put handcuffs on you? Is that an order? Oh, because my fee, yes, I will be compensated. Don't hate me because my fee is $10,000 a day. I ain't getting out of bed for less than $10,000 a day. Listen to Linda Evangelista. She's beautiful. She's disarming. She'll tell you the truth. Purview of the grand jury. Civil. Because you shouldn't be incarcerated without a grand jury indictment, period. That's where the indictment is made. That's who does the indictment. Let's move now down to criminal. Murder, robbery, bank robbery, you know, the carnal crimes against humanity. Then you go to the state. Then you go to the federal. Then you got the special, which is my favorite. That's the one that goes after criminals like Rod Blagojevich. Blago. Do you know what a criminal creep he is? Chemically castrating the prisoners, making them insane, making them bulk up on a certain manganese element mineral that makes people violent and psychotic. Again, soy, chemical castrator. So there goes the testosterone that's needed for everything under the sun. And there goes, you know, the sugar and the soy. What does sugar do? Shrinks your thymus. atrophies a bunch of things that aren't working in your immune system. Pretty horrible. Pretty horrific. Yeah, sugar, big downfall. Light bulb, worse. Okay, so now let's change gears because we're looking at exploded views and detailed things that are part of the grand jury just now. On your thumb, civil, first finger, criminal, third finger, state, fourth finger, federal, and fifth, special. Does anybody remember the right-hand rule from physics? Stick up your thumb, stick out your first finger, stick your middle finger the other way. So these are X, Y, and Z, the coordinates in three dimensions. Because then you have the 6 degrees of freedom, which are translation in the plane and rotation about that plane, X, Y, Z. I loved the physics club because, you know, they can't just have complete idiots graduating, though some do somehow, some way. I don't know. Some doctors do. Okay, what is common law and what is not common law? Common law is not, you don't make a common law grand jury. There is no such thing. It's make-believe and it'll get you in trouble. So there's no such thing. So don't do it. What is the purview? I read above. Civil, criminal, state, federal, and special. So it's not their purview in any pending trial by jury because that comes later. We're now on page 2. Okay. What is not the purview of the grand jury? It is not any pending trial, case, or suit by jury. That comes after. That's where the crimes and the verdicts and all that are charged. So, for example, Richards in Texas, 7-count, sealed, stamped in red ink, baby, federal indictment, autographed in blue ink, wet ink, by the judge. It was read in its entirety on the grand jury reawakening because it dealt with UN Agenda 21, yada, yada. Okay, so the order of things, you tell the grand jury first. You call 877-762-8762. That's the toll-free Capitol switchboard. Get your Congress critter. Get your senatored in the D.C. Start there. Back down to the regional local area last. Only stupid people that want to get locked up and shot up with drugs go tell the judge to his face. They open their mouth in court. So, yeah, the judge is going to need a psych eval after that encounter. Don't be stupid like that. You know, or I'm going to throw a snowball in your pie hole. Okay. So no pending case, no pending suit, no pending trial by jury. No division, department, or employees of the court that are involved in your case or suit. You know, you got to go to the grand jury way before the thing winds up in court, you know, because you would either be a man or a woman. You will only appear as a man or a woman. Number 2. Number 3, is this a trial? Number 4, I require whatever, whoever their name is, post bond to indemnify me. Read it in the Carl Lentz transcripts from 2012 to 14. He covered that. FAQ, baby. Okay, so now that you've got that, those things in those employees, those qualified employees of the court, if you need to report wrongdoing, go secretly to the state auditor and the state personnel board. If you're a court employee blowing the whistle, state personnel board. All right, I will see you on the other side of this break. This is Dr. Kelly with the Grand Jury Reawakening. Thank you for supporting the RBN sponsors. It is critical that you keep this around for your posterity.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional. Providing for.
Upon you, when there's nothing to do, can you rip up your mind?
back to the Grand Jury Reawakening, the last section. Apologies for interrupting a Swedish man without Stockholm syndrome. That's Yngwie, Yngwie. Don't hurt your typewriter there. Yngwie Johan Malmsteen. Cool dude. You know, there's so many cool dudes that shred from Europe. And Yngwie cracks up when you say, you shred. You shred the guitar. He's like, what? Like cheese? Like lettuce? They're like, no, you shred guitar strings, man. And they're right. You heard all that going on in the background there. He really freaked people out when he came to L.A. and came to Hollywood and showed those little 4'10" dudes with perms and, like, faking out their hair like I got big hair. Dude, Yngwie's hair is longer than mine, and mine's down to my elbow again. Has been shielded from the stupid EMFers. So another great book that you want to pick up and get in your public, local, county library system now. Okay? That is a direct order. Because I'm your buddy, Dr. Kelly. I'm friendly, I'm educated, I'm experienced, and I speak as one having authority, not like your scribes and Pharisees and Sadducees. Why are they Sadducees? Because they don't believe in the resurrection. That would be so sad. So, get your hands on this book. We too. Mary DeMuth is the author. Mary, M-A-R-Y, you know, like the Marys in the Bible, seven of them. DeMuth, D-E-M-U-T-H, Mary DeMuth. How the church can respond redemptively to the sexual abuse crisis. Again, Mary DeMuth, We Too, How the Church Can Respond Redemptively to the Sexual Abuse Crisis. Because they are predators, and you don't forgive people for something that has criminal consequences. You don't turn your back on people that have been harmed. And so Mary DeMuth is an author, speaker. She's passionate about helping you live a restored life, like the lore, like the story. A survival of neglect and abuse. So here's the thing. This is encouraging me to make more videos, to write more books, and to put the facts out there to help people get over these things and be made whole so you can go out there and kick butt and make the wrongdoer charged. Thank you. See you next week for some good stuff.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important.